Paul Rowley, can you hear me, Paul?
Loud and clear, Jack.
All right, okay. Well, listen to this song, which your Lee supporters are now going to sing to you personally, live on BBC Radio Manchester. Right, Andrew, I'll cue you. 3, 2, 1, song! Well, actually, there's two. A Wigan Athletic reporter is called Paul Rowley, if you know what I mean. But
yeah,
Paul,
but he won't be smiling like this, Paul Rowley, smiling today, I'll tell you.
Really, really pleased for you, Paul. And you remember a few weeks ago, Trevor, I've got to get this in, when I, you know, people laughed. Oh, how they laughed when Jack Dearden said, Lee are the best championship side ever. Well, if that didn't prove it,
we don't
today,
fear anyone.
No, absolutely. Who was that? That's Andrew. Paul... absolutely absorbing contest, and hearty congratulations on the win, first of all.
Yeah, cheers, Jacko. I think, first and foremost, I think they have got a future in singing. That's only good, that.
Yeah, well, you know, the Eurovision's coming up very, very soon. You never know.
Nilpois. Yeah.
Well, what about that performance there today? Talk about a game of two halves, Paul.
Yeah, definitely, you know, contrasting halves, wasn't there? I think we couldn't get any worse in that first half. 37% completion is the lowest I've been involved with. Easiest half time team talk I've ever had to give. That number just was all I really need to say. And, you know, in contrast, I think we dropped 2 in 22 in that second half. At one point, we were on to about 12 sets. They've had 2. So it's quite easy. I don't need to teach these players how to suck eggs. They're good players. And if we get the lion's share or even a first share possession, we'll score points. And I thought at half time 18 points weren't enough for Wakefield, and we were very, very confident. We was not phased one little bit. The only challenge was keeping hold of the ball.
Well, you said not phased one little bit, but I mean, as comebacks go in the Challenge Cup, I can't think of one as big as that, and certainly as far as Lee are concerned, never as big as that as long as I've been watching them.
Yeah, definitely, and that's why we're enjoying today. And you know, we got some of the Yorkshire press who's been interviewing stuff like that, and they're all over it. You know, is this like your World Cup and all? But we celebrate just as hard if we beat a championship side. Trust me, we would, because the manner of the win was good. So it's important. We just like winning, and it doesn't matter who we play. So. We're swinging off lampshades tonight or anything like that. We'll leave that up to the supporters who were, if they're listening on the way home, absolutely magnificent. And my favourite part of the day was when the announcer said, could they vacate the North Stand? And they put their flag in the ground and did not budge. Good on you.
That's a great line and a great comment from Paul Rowley. You're going to Warrington, Paul. Tough one.
Oh, yeah, it was written in the stars, that one, weren't it? Yeah, after all the week's talk, we predicted it. Would have preferred it at home, obviously, you know, but I'm sure I get to have a bit of fun with Smithy, and his good humour and wit will keep me excited for, you know, the week leading up to that one. But, you know, Warrington, obviously, what a huge challenge that's going to be for us. It's going to save our fans in petrol money, so that's a plus. And, you know, it's going to be another great occasion for the town and for the loyal fans.
You know what, I might even have a bowl of lobby myself tonight.
Absolutely. Bit of crusty bread as well.
Obviously you've got Featherstone next week in the Blackpool Bash. Have you picked any injuries up that might have you worried over the coming weeks?
No, we're not worried if we have, you know. We've got disciplinary this week, but again, we'll deal with it. Featherstone are great. They're on form, aren't they? So, like I said, it's just another week, and again, we'll go and try and make it another win, and if we do, that's great. If we don't, we'll work harder.
I know you said that this is a great win, and obviously we talked about the game of two halves, etc, etc, but how does this go down in Paul Rowley's coaching career as a victory?
Yeah, I suppose the magnitude is we've done Super League opposition again, and we have had it tough. We played London, Salford, and now Wakefield, so and then they've thrown Warrington at us, so they keep chucking these obstacles in and seeing how far we can jump, and we're jumping pretty high at the minute, so but we'll have to do something special to get past the next one. Warrington will be in the second round, if you like. We'll be in our fourth. We've already got rearranged two fixtures now on the back of it, so you know, we'll probably, hopefully we'll end up with about five fixtures to rearrange, and we'll be pleased at that.
Paul, just finally, Jack, do you dare to dream?
Always dare to dream.
Yeah, and keep that faith as well. And I like that statement, dare to dream. Paul Rowley, thanks very much indeed for the time.
Cheers.
Being Paul.